My name is John Harris. I'm a practicing attorney in Nashville, but I also serve as the executive director for the Tennessee Firearms Association.
Yeah, like I said, red flag laws. There are a couple of states that have passed this. I think Connecticut and Indiana. A number of other states are considering it. Not something that Tennessee's legislature has considered at this point, I don't believe. But just curious what you thought about that solution. It was something that apparently the NRA was willing to discuss. What do you think Tennessee gun owners would think about that kind of law?
Well, red flag laws are a very generic term for putting into place some type of reporting system to draw the attention of the government to people who have not engaged in conduct severe enough to be arrested or charged, or if severe enough that the government has decided to release and not charge, like in the Parkland situation. They really fall into a couple of different categories generically, and that is laws which would flag people that have interactions with law enforcement generally on a criminal conduct kind of basis, but don't end up with prohibiting records, felony convictions, for example. And then the other category tends to be people, more like the Parkland shooting situation, perhaps, that have contacts with either healthcare professionals or law enforcement or school administrators that indicate that the person may have some mental health issues. And, you know, fortunately in Tennessee, we already have an emergency and voluntary committal process for those who have mental health issues. And that process requires that two or more doctors evaluate the person and sign off that the person creates an imminent risk of harm to themselves or to a third person. The question becomes on the issue of red flag laws is sort of the devil is in the details. What exactly might be proposed in Tennessee to implement a so-called red flag type of law? And without seeing specifics, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, if the approach is people who have interactions with law enforcement because of criminal activity, should they be flagged, so to speak, for inquiry should they attempt to purchase a gun? Well, that raises the issue of, are we letting people off for criminal conduct by plea bargaining or otherwise? Maybe we shouldn't. That's really an enforcement mechanism of laws already on the books. If the issue in the red flag laws is, are we doing enough as a society to take care of and monitor for people with mental health issues, you know, that's a separate component that gets back to the healthcare system. So it depends on what type of law comes up as to what position we would take on it. One thing I do know is we would want to make absolutely certain that any laws of that type which come up have the capacity to let citizens protect zealously their rights as guaranteed by the Constitution, so that if they are somehow identified for listing under a red flag law, they have the ability to challenge that and potentially even to challenge it at the cost of the state if they're successful, so that they would be entitled to reimbursement of their fees or expenses.
So just reading that a little bit of that back to you, it sounds as if you feel like some of the problem could be taken care of other ways, or under existing statutes. But also sounds as if it would be something worth discussing if the circumstances were right, if the details were correct. Am I understanding you?
I think we would have an open mind to look at, you know, any proposals that can competently identify an area of concern and deal with it so long as constitutional rights and individual rights are fully protected. I mean, an example sort of like this is actually, you know, what was discussed a few years ago with these no-fly lists with the airlines, where people could get put on it, not even know they're on the list, and really not have any means of getting off of it. We don't want to see that kind of thing happen with some kind of red flag law. There needs to be clearly defined procedures, whatever it is, you know, mental health or criminal, as to how you might be red flagged. There needs to be a mechanism to challenge that. The government needs to bear the cost if they put someone wrongly on a red flag list. And there needs to be a mechanism to get off of it if circumstances change.